April 28th is known as the International Day of Mourning. Today in Des Moines, Iowa, outside of the state capitol, the AFL-CIO once again marked the Iowa Workers' Memorial, remembering this time 26 individuals who last year went off to work but never returned home. Mark Cooper is the president of the South Central Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, and I asked him about the day and the date.
Well, this memorial has a date of 1974, and the reason why we picked the 28th of April is that that's when the OSHA Act was passed in 1974, and we've been observing that date.
And how have things changed or remained the same in Iowa since 1974 as far as worker safety?
Well, I think we still have issues in regard, because obviously we're still doing this memorial every year and recognizing folks, so there still is an issue, and I think one worker is one worker too many.
When you look at the industries that workers seem to be most affected in, what can you point to as some general areas?
The biggest issue that we have year in and year out are people that work on road crews, the people that are working alongside the road, either in construction and or some of our police officers, too.
Let's get specific with regard to business, if we can, for just a moment. You're a representative of the AFL-CIO. What impact does it have that Iowa is a right-to-work state with regard to safety? Is there any correlation, you think?
There's a bit of a correlation. The biggest issue that we have, and what we try to encourage our legislators and even our current administration to do, is to hire more policemen. And what I mean by policemen that are policing these work sites. They've increased the number of folks that are doing that type of work over the last years, but there still needs to be a lot more done. There are some of these workplaces, unless there's an accident at the workplace, that's the only time they get inspected. Otherwise, if it's a routine, I think on average now it's every 130 years that they get inspected.
130 years.
You can have all the rules that you want and all the, you know, in regard to those type of things, but unless you have the policemen to enforce those rules, the rules really have no consequence to most folks.
You're about to honor the memory of a number of Iowans who have perished in 2018. And families are here, of course, people that went to work expecting to come home. And some of those families are here today to be recognized and also, I suspect, comforted.
You know, and that's the biggest tragedy of the situation. You know, you don't expect your loved one to go to work and not return home. And this year we have five families that are here that we're going to, thank them for their loved one's service.
Mark, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Michael.
Dignitaries from Governor Kim Reynolds to Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg, Iowa Workforce Development Director Beth Townsend, and Labor Commissioner Rod Roberts spoke at the event. One of the early organizers of the Workers' Memorial Day is Holly Sager, who not only has been an event planner with the AFL-CIO, but has also been touched in a very personal way through the death of a loved one. I asked Holly how she got started.
I've been a union member for, a good part of my life, since the late 80s, early 90s. And I came down to support the workers and their families when I still lived up north. And then I moved here in 03. And I went to work for United Way of Central Iowa as a AFL-CIO labor liaison, which I'm still in that role. And so I work with South Central Iowa Federation of Labor. And so I went from watching it to a planner.
And you have a personal connection to this beyond simply planning it.
I do. So in 2012, my little brother Robert was killed in a head-on collision on his way home from a job site. And so that year, his name appeared on the Worker Memorial Day brochure. And my family and I, we looked at it from a completely different perspective. I went from being a planner of this event to, somebody that was sitting in the audience with the other family members. And it's quite humbling.
And it becomes very personal on both areas, yes?
Yes, very much so. Ever since then, the whole planning, it just reminds me every year when we start planning this event about what an important thing as worker safety is. His car accident probably, I don't know if it would have happened or not, but it did. and there was no control, but it's still devastating losing a family member.
In Des Moines, Iowa, for the AFL-CIO Workers' Memorial Day. Stay with us. We've got more coming up on the Business News Hour.